Today is Equal Pay Day. The date, March 14th, is the day of the year when women's pay finally catches up to what men made last year. In other words, women have to work an extra 10 weeks to be compensated equally. NPR's Stacey Vanek Smith looks at why the pay gap persists.
For a lot of people, there is a moment when they realize just how unfair pay can be. For Bridget Fry, that moment happened at her first job at a tech company. One of her fellow workers had gotten their hands on a list of everyone's salaries and posted it online.
A site that was called Eft Company. I don't know if I can say the actual name.
Fry says what struck her more than anything was that what people got paid did not seem to have anything to do with their skills, their title, or how hard they worked.
Did it seem random?
Yes.
There was no obvious logic, just this big gray area.
There was a lot of gray. And then, gee, it seems like certain groups of people are more impacted by that ambiguity, by that gray space.
Groups like women, the gender pay gap. So women earn about 82 cents for every dollar a man earns. For Black women, it's about 65 cents. For Latina women, it's about 60 cents. That pay gap has basically not budged in 20 years. But a lot of other things have. More women now graduate from college than men. More women graduate from law school. Roughly half of medical school graduates are women. So how has the pay gap not changed?
Well, you know, that's the, in my day, it was the $64,000 question.
Francine Blau is an economist at Cornell. She has spent years studying the gender pay gap. She says one of the biggest factors is childcare. Women will shy away from really demanding positions or will work just part-time in order to be able to care for their kids.
Switching occupations or firms to those that are more family-friendly but perhaps pay lower wages.
And many will leave the workforce entirely. For every woman at a senior management level who gets promoted, two women leave, the majority citing childcare. But even accounting for all of this and just about everything else, Blau found women still earn less, about 8% less for the same job.
What we call an unexplained pay gap.
One remedy here is negotiation. But Blau says women are very likely to experience backlash when they ask for more. And also, it can be hard to know how much to ask for. Part of that is changing. A handful of states now require salary ranges be included in job postings so people can more easily get information that, in the past, relied on moments like a renegade worker creating a tell-all website. Bridget Fry says she has carried that moment forward in her career.
Something that stayed with me when I eventually became a manager, just sort of this visceral understanding of how unfair these things can be and not wanting that to happen on my watch.
Fry is now the chief technology officer at online real estate brokerage Redfin and pushed the company to have transparent salary ranges for every position. She says the less gray area there is, the closer to equal pay can become. Stacey Vanek Smith, NPR News.